part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott. All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 63, part one.
63, right. Part one, John.
Do you think I was going to screw that up?
Of course not. I wanted to harmonize with you, though, because we are a band.
Part one. All right. Again, we're playing Fuck the Shit by... who are they?
The Butchers, man.
No, Sons of Butcher.
Yeah.
I know, but I was looking for the CD. I had it here somewhere.
And last episode, well, episode 62, did we play the MP3 of them learning?
Yeah, right.
Shit the fuck.
Like I said, I got Sons of Butcher here. They sent me the CD, and I have it autographed by Ricky, Saul, and Doug.
Nice.
They autographed the CD for me, and here's one of their other tracks.
This song's about anal.
How about that for an opening lyric?
I'm kind of offended by that song.
Through the outhole?
No, I'm offended that they have to tell us it's about anal, like we couldn't figure it out.
In through the outhole, baby. That's Sons of Butcher. You can check them out on www.sonsofbutcher.com. And they have a MySpace thing, too. And you can get their CD at Amazon. You can get it at, I don't know, right off their website, actually.
That's probably the place to go.
Yeah.
And they don't have to pay a middleman.
Right. And you can get it signed, too. They'll even sign it for you.
Well, that's out of sight, John. Now, we also have a very, very special guest on the line, John.
We do.
Now, this is somebody who traveled over to the United States from the U.K.,
right.
He was coming over here for 12 days or something like that, and he extended his stay.
Yes.
Just to see us, John.
Right.
Not only that, it was during the World Cup when England still had a chance.
Chance.
To some. Not to me, they didn't. Yeah. I knew they were going to lose. Anyway.
So, oh, you're mean.
He extended his trip, John, and he got to see us at Arlington, because we are a band.
Right.
And hang out with us afterwards, but we did not have an opportunity to get him on a podcast
when he was here.
So he's here tonight from the UK, where it's 2 in the morning, something ridiculous like that, 2 or 3 in the morning, and I'll let you introduce him there, John.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Stefan C. from the UK. Stefan, are you on the line?
I'm on the line. Hey,
all
John
right.
Scott.
What's happening, man?
Yeah, I'm fine. How you doing?
Good.
Oh, sure. I forgot to give you applause. Sorry. There you go. Sorry.
Nice. Thank you.
So what's happening, man?
Hey, not much. It's 2:45 right here at the moment. It's pretty late. I'm pretty tired, but I'm enthralled to be on.
Awesome. That's awesome.
That's obvious. I mean, who wouldn't be, right?
John, with John and Scott.
That's right. We're like celebrities.
Yeah.
We're like septic celebrities.
Septic celebrities with 7 fans. Down from 12, I think.
Now, when Stefan was here, he and I watched...
Stefan.
I'm sorry, Stefan. When he was here, we watched the England and Portugal game. Isn't that correct?
We did. We watched it.
England-Portugal. And I learned a lot. Learned a lot from Stefan. So,
Stefan.
So what happened, John, when the story came out yesterday or the day before that England kicked Beckham off the team.
What?
Just booted him right off the team.
No way.
I was not surprised by that. You know why? Because I watched the England-Portugal game with Stefan, and he clued me in. Isn't that right, Stefan?
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Yeah,
fair enough.
He, He had a bit of a poor tournament. So,
now, how is that news going over in the UK? Is that, like, shocking news? Is everybody shocked? Or are they like, yeah, get him off the team, he's too old?
Yeah, I think people pretty much expected it over here after the last performance, yeah. So I don't think it's too much of a shock. And I guess the new coach has got to shake things up a little bit, otherwise he's not going to be taken too seriously.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Okay, so he's off the English team, but he still plays club soccer, right?
He does, yeah.
And he still makes megabucks.
Yeah, huge amount of money.
Nice. Yeah.
How do you do that? How do you play club soccer and still make money? Is it like, could you be in the NBA?
Club soccer is like the NFL.
Basketball?
No, it's like the NFL. Oh. And then this is like the team they put together to play in the Olympics is the team representing the country.
Right.
So he got kicked off the country team, but he still plays in the league team.
Yeah. Pauly B's going to come unglued because I don't know that. Be like, oh, God.
So, Stefan.
Yes.
Before you came over, you know, you decided to extend the trip. You decided to hang out with John and Scott and see the band. Now, before that, did you have any second thoughts? Did you have any anxiety about that? Like, what am I doing? I heard these guys on a podcast, and now I'm extending my trip. And I'm going to meet these guys. Was there any anxiety on your part?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge amount of anxiety.
I really don't follow you.
At the time, it was, I don't know, you know, I just sort of went for it. But I was really nervous coming up to Arlington. I was really, really nervous because obviously I'd never met you guys before and I've heard you obviously podcast and.
No, wait a minute! You're a world traveler. You travel the world. So going to Arlington, that was no big deal. What you're nervous about is meeting John and Scott. Is that what you're saying?
That is one. Big
well, problem. Yeah, it was pretty nerve wracking. You know, it wasn't too sure what to expect, but it was really cool.
Thanks, man.
So you had some expectation, right? Some baseline.
Sexpectation. Is that what you're going to say?
What the fuck's wrong with you, man?
I don't know, man. So you had some expectation. And then, of course, we exceeded it, obviously, right?
Are you a Peter Bucker?
Well, yeah, sure. Well, as a band or as the
Well, yeah, let's talk about that as a band. What did you think of the band? Now, be honest. Come on.
No, I thought you were really good. I thought it was really, really, a good set. It sounded great. You guys are really tight, and no, it was really good. So I was really impressed to see that as well, because obviously I hadn't heard you play, so that was a good thing to hear.
Yeah, check this band out.
Nice. Okay.
That was great. Who was that?
Professor Tom.
Oh, was that Professor Tom?
Yeah. The Professor Tom Jam with John and Scott.
All right, so Stefan's going to be with us for the rest of the show, John.
Yeah.
Who knows what time it'll be in the UK when that's over with.
Yeah.
But let's move right into our agenda. Now, Stefan, if you'd like to take part in part two, we are going to give our top 10 characters, movie characters of all time.
Oh,
so
wow.
If you want to scribble that down really quickly.
What do you got?
We have our top 10 movie characters of all time. It's going to start in part two.
Okay.
So we can give them a little bit of homework while we run through comments, emails, and phone messages, John. Is that the pot lickers?
That's the pot lickers, man.
Is that when Professor Tom jammed with us?
I'm playing guitar right now. Professor Tom on drums.
Hey, you know what? We should have a Name That Tune contest. If somebody can name that tune, we give him a prize.
Oh, that's the worst. It's horrible. No, actually, it's pretty good. Did we sound like that when you saw us, Stefan?
I think it sounded a bit tighter than that.
Tighter.
Yeah, but so slightly.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks. That's awesome.
Do you play any instruments, Stefan?
I try and play guitar poorly, but
what
I try.
Do you play? You got something? What do you got?
Oh, I got an acoustic. I've got like a little Crafter acoustic. I've got a little Line 6 Variax 700 thing.
Nice.
You know, got loads of little tones in there. I've got a Spanish as well.
So. Lessons? You take lessons or are you learning it by yourself?
I got Stefan here playing guitar.
Okay.
Right here. Isn't that you on guitar right there?
Yeah.
All right.
I wish, yeah.
Sweet.
No, I've been playing for like 10 years or something, but I sort of pretty much teach myself and try and pick up things when I can.
Sweet.
Oh, that's right, John. Now I remember Stefan was invited to see Rick's guitars.
Right.
Which I haven't even been invited.
Never even seen.
Never seen them yet.
Yeah, they're good. Nice guitars.
Yeah. And Scott's never been allowed back there. Did he blindfold you?
No, not quite. No.
Oh, all right. So nothing went on, like, you know. None of that shit or anything?
Nah, not when I was there.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. What do we got to do next, Scott?
We got comments. We got emails.
Oh,
we
right.
got phone messages. Message. Phone message. We have phone message coming up.
We do have comments. We have, and I don't know if these are, how many we got here? We got three. Three comments.
Three's better than none, John.
It's all because of you, man.
What do you mean, because of me?
Because people don't understand that when you don't vote, that they don't understand that you can't put a comment, too. They think it's part of the whole thing. So when we were getting votes and comments, they were doing it at the same time. So you're going, don't vote. Do vote. It's a scam.
It is a
it's
scam.
It's a sham.
Why bother?
It's a blind blather.
F the voting.
F the voting.
But if you want to leave a comment...
But they don't understand that they can.
What are you
just
saying? Our listeners
comment.
Are too stupid to understand that can just leave a comment?
Why would you talk like that? That's not very nice.
I don't understand where you're coming from.
I would never say that.
Where are you coming from?
I'm saying they might misunderstand how the process works. That you can't just leave a comment. You have to vote, too. And they don't want to cross the almighty Scott.
That's BS, almighty
BS.
Scott. Here's the deal. They have they can comment, they can email, or they can leave a phone message, or they can get on the forum. That's how they can communicate with us. All right?
All right.
Then if you can't figure out one of those four, then I can't believe that you'd be a listener of DDM. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. You fucking asshole. All right, the first one. I don't know. We might have read this one before. I don't know. What? Hey, what up to drunk... Too drunk to bother. Wait. What? Hey, what up? Too drunk to bother writing anything smart, just like us Aussies, right? We were connected to the rest of the landmass of Earth, but we got that pissed. We just floated away. Rock on and all that shit from Ads 12.
Ads 12.
Yeah.
Checking in.
You guys are awesome. Bring on more of the W comments. I love them. Jay, the jaded dog. This one got cut off. John and Scott, fucking rule. You guys make my fucking day to hear your podcast. I'm always laughing my ass off, and you guys are what I like to hear about dissing the W. I've started listening to you guys maybe a couple of weeks ago, but I also love to hear Phil's news. A note for Scott, learn to hoe. I think I cut off. I don't know what you said.
Learn to hoe?
Hoe.
Hoe?
Ho, H-O.
Learn how.
Oh, maybe.
Learn how
learn,
to what?
Learn to how?
Learn how.
No, it says a note for Scott. Learn to
ho. Ho. Hover?
Hover, holler, homo.
Who knows?
That was from Two Towers.
Two Towers checking in.
That's it.
All right, John, that's it for comments. Do we got any emails?
I don't know. Do we? No, I don't think so.
No? None?
No, but we do have a call.
We have a call, a voice message.
We have one,
love voice messages.
We have one voice message. It's a critique of our last show, which is only available via the website. It's called
right.
It's the lamest episode
it's
ever.
Called the Ad Hoc Lame Episode, soon to be the Lost Episode.
So get it while you can.
Get it while you can.
Here it is.
Hey, Scott and John. This is Edward. Hey, Scott, actually, I did listen all the way through your Ad Hoc podcast. It was so horrible. the Ad Hoc Lame Episode is absolute lame. It's the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. And tell you when you get back from AZ.
Okay, that's it.
There you go.
I don't think he said bye. You know, he was supposed to cut my grass while I was gone.
Did he?
No.
You know, if you asked me to do that shit, it would have been done. Okay?
Well, this is what happened. He was supposed to, I was loaning him my lawnmower, and I said, hey, man, I'm going to get somebody to cut my grass. You know, can you give me the number of your landscaper? He said, no, man, you're going to loan me your lawnmower. I'll cut your grass. So I get home, and it's like knee high. What the fuck? Did it rain a lot? It's only been a week. And I'm really pissed. I'm cutting the grass. Fucking wait till I get on the podcast. Well, then the wife clues me in. The guy who was staining my deck, every time he came over to cut it, the guy said, hey, man, you can't do it. Grass is going to fly all over. It's going to stick to the deck.
Right.
So the first time he came over, the guy told him he couldn't do it. Second time he comes over, the guy's still staining the deck, like a week later. So right at the end of the week, he wanted to cut it again, I guess, and he saw the guy staining, and the guy said, forget it, you can't do it. He says, come on, man, I got to cut the grass. He says, you got to wait a couple hours, and then Ed blew it off.
Did he cut the front?
I don't know. I don't think so, because I cut the front just before I left, and it didn't look that much longer.
Yeah. All right, now getting back to the Ad Hoc Lame episode, John, what happened is you went to Arizona. You were out there. You took a laptop. I Skyped in from Skokie. My kids were in the 20 feet away sleeping. So I was very, not myself. Let's just say not myself. Not only that,
yeah,
I had this.
I'm glad I lugged all that shit all the way with me to the airport. And then to find out I might not be able to take it home.
Hey, it's a learning experience, okay? It's a learning experience.
Because the W called up Tony Blair and said, hey, man, we got to work this thing out.
We'll get to the W in a bit. Let me talk about the lame episode.
All right.
And why it was so lame is because I had this headset on with the microphone attached to the headset, right? So that was throwing me off. Like here, if I want to, I can back away from the mic. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if I get into a giggling fit, I can, you know, stop.
What do you mean giggling? You never giggle.
I do giggle. And we both got into a giggling fit in the lame episode. We couldn't stop laughing because I didn't know how to muffle the mic. I didn't want to put my hand on it.
You hit your mute button.
Oh, you know, I never thought of that.
You knucklehead.
Software is always the answer, John. I never thought of that.
There's a mute right on Skype.
So then we had that going on. Then the other thing is I couldn't hear myself through my headphones because I had some configuration fucked up on my machine.
Yeah.
And you kept flipping me out and in so that I could hear myself, but it was on a delay. And then I couldn't hear myself, and it was...
Well, I'd flip it on so you could hear the sound effects, which
was horrible.
Different this time.
But when Phil gets here tonight, I want to ask him, what the hell was going on with you? You were in Arizona. Why was he so lame? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
John?
You're totally and completely
He was
gay.
Really quiet, too. So the lame episode will only be out there.
Sorry, I had to use my cough button.
Until we get this episode out there. Then it will be the lost episode. It'll still be
available.
Hold on, wait a minute. It'll still be available, but you'll have to work to get it.
You know what I'm saying, John?
You don't have to buy it. I'm going to bury it. We have two websites. I'm going to bury it somewhere. And if you really want to find it, then you can go and find it.
You have to put in the code.
You're going to have to click everywhere to find it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My God. Oh, my God.
So, Stefan, you're one of our hardcore listeners, right?
Right, yeah.
So, what did you think of the lame episode?
Hey, I thought it was okay. I thought you, you know, it wasn't as bad as you think it was. And it was good. I think if you're a hardcore listener, it was probably okay.
You got to be a hardcore listener, though, right? You don't want a new listener to listen to that that episode, right?
I have a picture of the setup too that we could post on the website.
That's sweet. That is totally hot. Hey, we changed the forum. That's big news, John. That is big news.
You saw that, right, Stefan?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I made a comment.
I think you commented on the forum.
I did.
We got a lot of positive feedback on the forum, except from Lori. Lori does not like the forum.
Yeah.
And, you know, she mentioned, I think it was her that mentioned she could change the settings, but she can't. Like, it says that she can change the settings, but she really can't. But maybe there is a way that she can change the settings.
You change your monitor.
What do you mean?
Like your TV, you turn the hue and the saturation.
No. I'm thinking that maybe I can look into it and I can let individual users choose from the three different styles that
customize
we have.
Customize their own
TTN forum.
Wow, yeah.
Wouldn't that be hot, John?
Yeah,
that'd be hot. Totally hot.
You think you could pull that off?
Oh, I can pull it off. Now let's get to the W, all right? We need to talk about the W, especially since we got the Stefan on the Skype here right now. Because he has a personal experience,
okay. And so do you, John. Do I have any clips?
So do you, John. Yeah, you have two clips. You have two, but I can segue for as long as you need to find the two clips.
No, I'm ready, man.
All right, so what happened here, and everybody knows about this, is London arrested 21 or 24 people that were going to get on a plane with some liquid explosives and set them off simultaneously, John.
Wow.
And who knows where? Over the Atlantic? I don't know. Were they going to set them off when they landed? Who knows? I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know.
But the thing about this is, and here's what I have to ask you, John, and you, Stefan. Here's the question. Here in Chicago, the news that was reported was this terrorist plot was foiled, and they made it sound like it happened right at the airport. Like some screener, oh, hey, this is liquid explosives in your carry-on. And the screener uncovered this whole mess, and we were saved in the nick of time, by some superhero screener who caught these liquid explosives. For 3 days, that's what the report was in Chicago. And then finally, the real news started filtering in.
But isn't that their fucking job anyway?
That is their fucking job, but they didn't even get to the airport.
No.
No. So, but as a news consumer, a consumer of news, for 3 days, I thought...
Thanks for clearing that up, what a news consumer is. Thank you.
I thought that the screener caught these guys at the airport in the act, but that is not at all what the story is. So what is with the media in the U.S.? Now, let me ask you this, John. Oh, you were over in Arizona, still in the septic states of America.
Yeah.
Did you get the same impression?
Oh, yeah.
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 It's like, what the hell's going on?
God.
Okay, yeah. Now, Stefan, over in the U.K., mm-hmm. What was the first news reports that you were getting?
We just heard that.
I'm sorry. Did you think that the screener, and it was actually happening at that time, and they caught it by the hair on their chinny chin chin?
Yeah, I mean, it was generally given that impression. It wasn't as clear cut as that, but it was more mixed messages, if you like. But,
or max messages.
Exactly. Messages, right.
But it was pretty unclear what was going on. It's a lot of mayhem.
A lot of mayhem over nothing. Over nothing. And this reminds me of the eight guys they caught in Florida.
Yeah.
Some douchebags that got together and had some beers and said how they wanted to blow something up.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
They didn't have the means. They didn't have the money. They didn't have the intellect. They didn't have anything.
Yeah. But here's the thing. They talked about a guy who already practiced this with taking a doll, a stuffed animal or something, and he made this very liquefied type of explosive, attached a Casio watch to it, and set it for like a date 3 months from now, let's say. He did that 10 years ago, blew up a guy, he put it underneath the seat and blew up this Japanese guy, killed him. So 10 years ago, this already happened. You'd think they would have been banning lotions and toothpaste and all that for 10 years. But all of a sudden, now they do it. This guy actually succeeded by blowing up one of these bombs using this liquid. And it was in the papers and everything. 10 years ago, this guy did it.
Well, they've known about it for that long.
For 10 years, but they just now are deciding to ban tooth. My father-in-law and I were talking about it. He said the same thing. He's like, well, why did they just wait till now to start banning liquids? We could have been blown up 10 times already, if that's the case. But, hey, who am I?
Well, again, it's when the real news comes out 4 and 5 days later, you find out that it's 21 or 24 guys. They had the money. They had the means. But none of them had purchased or gotten the actual explosive.
Right.
Nobody purchased a plane ticket. So, again, it's just like a virtual terrorism, you know?
Well, I heard, and I don't know if this is true, maybe Stefan could back it up or not, but the W wanted him arrested right away, and the UK authorities said, hey, man, we want to wait another week till we get more evidence. Because they could be set free.
Well, that's right. That is exactly what happened. And Stefan, have you heard that?
Yeah, well, that's what I heard as well, yeah.
They were let go?
No, they weren't
let go. No, they weren't let go.
The W pressured him into going out and arresting him right now.
Yeah, because they got to make some news and they got
elections coming up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Put the fear back in them.
That's right. Put the fear back in them.
I hear there's rumors on the internet.
Well, let's go ahead and hear what the W had to say about it. I got you two clips there. Play the first clip and we can comment on that, and go ahead and play the second clip. Now, the W, he's on vacation, John.
Stefan, you hear how he tells me that? Go ahead and play the first clip.
But hold on.
And then go
after
ahead
I'm done.
Oh, by the way.
After I'm done. So the W, John, he's on vacation
what
again.
What have you ever done?
He's on vacation again.
Oh, yeah, I know.
In the middle of an 8-week vacation.
Eight
weeks.
Oh, my God.
In a time of war. War on terrorism.
War on terrorism.
And he's on vacation. So go ahead and play the first clip here. Here's what he had to say about this investigation these arrests.
Did you notice when he laughs, he sounds like Beavis and Butthead?
He said 69.
The recent arrests that our fellow citizens are now learning about.
He's drunk.
Spit it out, man.
A stark reminder that this nation is at war with Islamic fascists.
What did he say?
Who will use any means to destroy those of us who love freedom, to hurt our nation.
Yeah, because we love freedom. That's why they want to kill us.
Yeah.
Stupid ass.
The government of Tony Blair.
The government of Tony Blair.
And busting this plot.
Busting. That's not even a fucking word.
The officials in Washington, D.C. and around our country who gather intelligence.
Something you don't have.
To protect the American people. The cooperation on this venture was excellent.
You know what pisses me off about the W? It's the guy
that he's breathing. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
The guy is so inarticulate. It's unbelievable. And when he started
Islamic fascists.
When he started his presidency, he was so goddamn arrogant.
Yeah.
But now
he's hammered.
Yeah. He's got to be.
He sounds totally hammered.
Totally hammered.
Islamic fascists.
In the government of Tony Blair. Yeah, the government of Tony Blair.
The entire government of Tony Blair.
What is the government of Tony Blair?
Well, he's one government all on his own, you know.
Well, remember, God talks to the W, John.
That's right.
That's right. Now go ahead and play clip two
clip
here.
Clip number two.
The W.
All right.
This country is safer than it was prior to 9/11. We've taken a lot of measures to protect the American people. But obviously we're still not completely safe. Because there are people that still plot. And people who want to harm us for what we believe in. It is a mistake to believe there is no threat to the United States of America. And that is why we have given our officials the tools they need to protect our people.
To protect.
Travelers are going to be inconvenienced as a result of the steps we've taken. I urge their patience and ask them to be vigilant. The inconvenience occurs because we will take the steps necessary to protect the American people.
Say it again.
I appreciate the close cooperation between our government and
the government of Tony Blair.
American people need to know we live in a dangerous world. But our government will do everything we can to protect our people from those dangers.
Yeah. Protect our people from those dangers. Thank you. I'm going to go back and knock me back another Knob Creek.
We're laughing, and this is not funny, man.
It's not funny.
President.
The guy is so goddamn overwhelmed and incompetent. It's unbelievable.
I don't know how Tony Blair could talk to him with a straight face, because he seems pretty intelligent, Tony Blair.
That's just because of the English accent.
Oh.
He's as fucked up as the W is, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know if he's that fucked up.
Well, check in on that, Steph, and see.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, he's not going to weigh in on that.
Come on. Tony Blair's got to be as stupid as the W. He's got to be.
I don't know, actually. That's a bit of a tough one. I mean, he's obviously on his way out, so...
Well, yeah, you know, can anybody be as stupid as the W, John? Is that possible?
Sasquatch.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Man, who the fuck just steals a monkey?
I don't know. Somebody should steal ours. Oops, wrong button. Unbelievable, man. That was fucking hilarious, man. John Stewart. I sound just like him. John Stewart.
When he starts his car, you mean?
I. Oh, I don't have those set up. Yeah, unbelievable. That's pretty goddamn funny, man. Oh.
Okay, so now this plot, some 24 guys, who knows if they had the means or not. I don't know. But again, the W pressures the UK into arresting them now. So they may all walk because they don't have the evidence.
Right.
There's no hard evidence. It's a virtual crime. It's a fictional crime until it actually happens. You know?
Well, yeah, that's another one of those problems with law and crime. We're getting into this conspiracy thing all the time, and the W signs off on conspiracy saying, with the signing statements, oh, yeah, no conspiracy crimes can apply to me. They can't apply to any politician. They can't apply to anybody except for the common people. And the whole thing about it is crime and law. Crime has to happen before law can take place. And unfortunately, yeah, there has to be an injured party for law to take place. You can't. Otherwise, it's like a Minority Report with Tom Cruise.
Right.
You know, he thought about committing a crime, so we're going to put him in jail for life. It's stupid.
It is stupid, John. It is stupid. Who knows if they had the means to put this shit together or not, or if they were just... like these kids that write, these crybaby emo kids, you know?
Yeah.
That write shit that they want to happen. It doesn't, you know, until it happens, you can't do anything.
No, you can't.
You can't. But it's splashed all over the newspapers. And how dare the W say that we're safer now than we were before 9/11?
He has no idea.
He's completely goddamn clueless. Clueless, John. I read a story that... how convenient that he's diverting $6 million from Homeland Security to something else, where Homeland Security is set up for this type of stuff, but he's going to divert that money to something else.
Oh, they diverted a bunch of money from New York to Florida. Why? Because Jeb happens to be governor down there?
Jebediah Bush. Let's name him Jebediah, Barbara.
That's not what they call him.
Read my lips. Let's name him Jebediah.
His name's like John Edward Bush, so they call him Jeb, you knucklehead.
Yeah, my story was funnier.
What the fuck you waiting for? Bitch, start sucking.
All right.
Hey, Stefan. Hey. Drinking anything over there?
I've got a beer on here at the moment.
What do you got? Is it warm? Is it like room temperature?
No, it's a cold beer. It's
cold, a see? Oh. Yeah. All right. The septic way.
The septic way. Ice cold.
Ice cold. No doubt.
I don't think Pauly B likes it ice cold.
No?
He likes it warm. Warm.
Warm.
Warm.
Warm beer.
Did you hear... On the last Punky, he gave the show some accolades, and he has extended his invitation to Phil. He's going to hook him up with a comedy gig.
Oh, I did hear that. Yeah, and you know, I called Phil, and Phil said that he was trying to get a he would like to do a little bit of stand up during our show.
Oh,
I guess he's done some stand up around here. And he'd like to bring a clip of that in, maybe 5 minutes. But we could,
great.
We could talk to him when he shows up tonight.
All right.
Now, the other thing is Pauly B and or Tony Hearn can hook us up with a gig, right?
Yeah.
And Stefan can hook us can hook us up with a gig.
Yeah.
So we could do like a Friday and a Saturday.
Right.
Right?
And then
do
Phil,
a UK tour.
Phil could do some stand-up.
And then Phil can do some stand-up whenever
in the beginning of every show.
Possibly. Possibly. But the thing about the UK that we learned from Tony Hearn is you have to play, you play 20 minutes or 30 minutes, right?
A band set?
A band set is 30 minutes max.
That's it?
That's it.
We got like 120 songs,
right,
man.
Well, when we play here, we play three 45-minute sets,
yeah,
with encores,
yeah.
So we would have to hone our 20 or 30 minute set for
yeah,
these
but
gigs.
We're not original like Tony Hearn,
right? We could be. I mean, we have 20 or 30 minutes of original material.
Oh, we do. Yeah,
we could do that.
No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Is
Scott.
That the way it is, Stefan?
I guess it depends where you play and how you set it up. I mean, obviously, you can have a gig that can last a couple of hours, but if you've got a couple of bands on, you've only got a limited amount of time. So I guess that's the way it works with him.
Well, here's a $64,000 question for you. Can you hook us up a gig that we play 2 or 3 hours? We're the headliner for the entire night.
Oh, God.
What do you mean? What? Wait a minute, dude. What does that mean? Wait a minute, dude.
I want to hang. I'll be like on vacation. I don't want to work.
It's not work. It's fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's our European tour.
Oh, my God. European tour. Even bands that play on tour don't play more than an hour and a half.
All right. An hour and a half. Can you hook us up with an hour and a half?
Yeah. No, I should be able to do that.
Nice. When do you want to go, John? I guess we got to talk to Rick, but February is always a good month for me. Because, you know, you get through Christmas and the holidays, and then January sucks, and February sucks. So if you got something to look forward to in February.
We might be under construction in February.
Well, that'd be a good time for you to go then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. Right. The wife would have a cow. She'd come unglued if she was left with the contractor.
She wouldn't come with?
No. What am I going to do with the kids?
They can stay at your grandparents, right?
Yeah, right. Just send them off to Arizona again. Keep them out of school. That's really good, Scott.
Let's bring them with. It's an educational opportunity.
We'll just put them in the trailer and drive
travel
over
the world.
There.
Of course, if we got all that crap at Heathrow, you know, with the gels and the we can't bring our lube
because you use a lot of
carry
gel
on.
In your
That's
hair.
Right. I do.
Yeah, I know. For your pubes, use a lot of that gel to stiffen up your pubes.
I don't. That's untrue.
How come pubic hair is not straight?
I don't know. Why not?
It's curly and not straight. So you don't get poked in the eye. Come on, man.
I don't get it, man.
Uh.
Hey, John.
We got to... What?
What, we got to go?
Yeah.
What are we at? 39 and 53 seconds. See any movies?
Yes.
What'd you see?
Talladega Nights.
All right, I saw that one. We're going to start part two with a quick review of Talladega Nights, and then we're going to get into our top 10 movie characters of all time.
Right.
Stefan, have you had time to scribble down your top 10?
I've got like three.
He's got three. That's good. He's got three.
Yeah, I need some time to think, I guess.
All right. Well, we'll have a break here. We'll have a 5 or 10 minute break. We'll get into part two.
All right.
But before we get into that list, we got some Mel Gibson celebrity news and a couple of clips to play.
Some clits.
Some
okay.
clips.
All right.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.